Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. Welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Today we're excited. We're talking about this time of year, going fall into winter. We can very frequently feel fatigued, feel drained. The weather is getting colder. Today it was a chilly, like 40 degrees, 39 degrees where we are. And it's easy to start feeling fatigued. There are many reasons for it, from less sunlight to a lot of things. But today we want to talk about what can you do to actually generate more energy and go into this season feeling energized, empowered, feeling like you're supercharged versus feeling fatigued and lazy and tired all the time.
Right. And there's a little bit of what's happening here just on planet Earth, right? That as we transition from summer into fall and then into winter, there is this natural progression of, yeah, in wintertime, it's a little bit of hibernation season. You need a little bit more sleep. It's darker for longer. We're not acknowledging those things. We're absolutely like, yes, you follow that rhythm of just how the systems on Earth work. And yes, you should get a little bit more sleep in the winter, and you're actually going to feel like a little bit maybe it's not so much summer part. It's not like hot girl summer anymore. Yeah. Is it hot girl winter? I don't know. But listen, the thing to think about here is that pendulum, sometimes we swing that pendulum just way too far, right? Where we're like, oh, okay, I'm going to get a little bit more sleep and I'm going to just really like cozy in here for the winter. And then all of a sudden you're a potato. You know, like you're not doing anything. You're not moving. You're not going. You're not you got to still live and you still need to be energized, and you can't wake up and just say, hey, I'm going to sit by the fire all day long today. Right. Like winter is not I give up season, and summer isn't the only season where you can feel fresh and alive and dynamic. So we're just acknowledging that piece of it first, right off the bat. And then the second thing, a couple years ago, was reading some stuff, doing some studying just on energy and, you know, energy creation and just how it works in your body. And I've always been owning a gym for 10 years. I was in that camp of food is fuel, and you eat to create energy in your body. And I've really been challenged in that in the past few years. And I love this challenge, and I love sort of reworking that thought process, right? That there is not just one way to create energy in your body, and it's not just by like putting food in and then bam, you have energy, right?
Right.
So there's an entire other sector, and that's what we've been diving into in the past few years, that's talking about how just this, the idea that energy is not created or destroyed, but that motion creates energy. You can actually create energy in your body through exercise, through motion.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, it's kind of like when you go to the gym and you tear down, you know, your muscle. Everybody thinks you're going to the gym to build muscle. You're not. You're going to the gym to break down muscle.
Right.
You build muscle later on with rest, with food. You know what I mean? So same thing with energy. We store some of the things that create energy in our bodies, like glucose, for instance.
Right.
So we store glucose. But then what happens is we actually break that glucose down later and use it for energy. However, the way we break it down is we actually have to exercise to start mobilizing that. So it's really interesting. I want to get into that and talk a little bit about that. What are the best ways to exercise? What are some of the other things we can be doing to create and generate more energy and feel better? I also want to talk about some of the things that rob our energy from us.
Yes.
But I think one of the big things is first going like, all right, this research says 1 in 5 adults reports persistent fatigue and mental or physical extreme tiredness or lack of energy.
Yeah.
So 1 in 5. So 20%, you know, I argue it's probably more than that.
Right.
Those are the ones who are admitting it.
Right, right.
But we have a multi-billion-dollar industry every year that, you know, these products promised to boost energy levels, like energy drinks,
right?
You know, caffeinated, right. Hypercaffeinated beverages,
right?
You know, one of the drinks at my coffee shop, it's called the Ranger. It's a cup. It's a cup of coffee with five shots of espresso added to it.
But
so a regular cup of coffee, five shots of espresso added to it, and then heavy cream. Who in the world needs five extra shots of espresso?
That's so incredible.
The reality is there's this entire market out there that is going after this energy crisis, so to speak, when it comes to, you know, people's energy. And yeah, these might temporarily boost your energy. Or like in the state of caffeine, caffeine doesn't actually affect your energy levels at all. All it does is it blocks your certain receptors in your body that tell you you're tired.
Right. And do you think that the coffee industry, maybe not 100% of it, but a large part, which is a huge industry, right? Is that feeding into this like energy crisis that we have?
Yeah. I think it all depends on what you're doing it for and what you're using it for. Coffee in and of itself is not bad. In fact, it's loaded with antioxidants.
Sure.
It can be a very healthy thing. However, if your coffee is replacing your water and you're becoming chronically dehydrated, if your coffee is, you know, you can't get through your day without a cup of coffee, then there's a deeper underlying problem.
And if your coffee is a vehicle for sugar delivery.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Like, that's not even coffee.
Right. That's, let's not call it
coffee flavored
milkshake,
milk sugar water. I don't, whatever you would call it. Yeah. So here's the thing. What are the frequent things people feel? If you wake up in the morning and you're exhausted when you wake up.
Yes.
If you go through that, you know, seasonal affective time where like there's a time of year, it's like the sun's not out and you're just like, ugh, and you crash. Those are, if you're feeling, you know, tired, you know, midday, or you're getting just through your morning and you already feel like you need to take a nap. If you find yourself at home and when you finally get home, you're having trouble falling asleep or you're staying up late. You know, a lot of times people don't have a energy problem. It's just that they're expending it at the wrong times and they need a reset.
Right.
And so, you know, this is where exercise comes in because exercise is that reset. Now, before we go into exercise and start talking about the food and things that interfere, I want to be really clear that we look at everything through the lens of the five essentials, right? So anytime that we're talking about a problem or anytime that we're talking about, you know, changing something so that we can, you know, live a better life, have more energy, have better health, we are always going to look at that through the lens of the five essentials.
Which is an interesting thing because, and like, it's not even just putting on these like five essentials glasses, right? It's the fact that not even sometimes, 100% of the time when we are looking at, we go through and we're looking at an issue that's happening. I've done this personally in my own life, 100% of the time in my own life, when I have come face to face with an issue, whether it was anxiety, whether it was, a heart issue, whether it was an injury that I had, whatever, my own personal nutrition, whatever was going on with me in my life, 100% of the time, my eyesight, 100% of the time, when I have gone down the rabbit hole and searched and started trying to do weird stuff and trying to, you know, find potions from the bottom of the belly of the whale in the ocean and, you know, the elixirs and the moon rocks from the Mars, whatever weird thing I thought maybe this could be helpful in it, everything always came back to the five essentials.
Yep. And that weird thing doesn't have to be a moon rock. That weird thing could be the promise of a drug ad on TV telling you that, you know, everyone, you know, suffers from chronic fatigue, that it's a societal problem and that this drug is going to be the thing that helps you.
Right.
No, the five essentials are going to be the answer because the five essentials address the cause.
Right.
So let's go quickly through those essentials. Number one is mindset.
Yes.
So what's our mindset when it comes to our energy? Is our mindset that we're just victims of a season? Is our mindset, there are people who are fatigued in the summer. There are people who are fatigued in the winter. There are people who live in Alaska and have energy. And there are people who live in Florida and are chronically fatigued. It has nothing to do with the season.
Right.
It has everything to do with your approach to life.
Right.
And so our mindset on this has to be one of that emotion creates emotion, right? And that our state generates, you know, energy, and that we have an unlimited source of energy practically that we can draw on through movement and food. And if we do it right, then we can be fully energized all the time.
Yes.
So number two then has to be the thing that we look at second is the spine and nervous system, subluxation.
Yes.
If you're getting adjusted regularly, that's a great start. But if you're not getting adjusted regularly, you got to understand that subluxations of your spine, where your spine, your actual physical structure of your body, is interfering and putting stress in your nervous system. And that chronic stress that's always there,
yes,
it's irritating your nervous system. Your body is expending energy to resist that and to try to compensate for that and to deal with that chronic stress. So when you get adjusted, it's like a reboot.
Yes.
Heidi Havoc did this whole study showing how it's like rebooting a computer, that all those open processes from all the things you've been doing.
Right.
You know, opening up the Pages app and opening up Safari, or, you know, if you're not a Mac person, what is that? Internet Explorer.
Right, shutting
it down, opening up, shutting it down, searching this page. And then eventually what happens is your background process is running, and those background processes need to be cleared out. And if they don't get cleared out,
yes. Have you ever opened up the task manager on your computer? Like when you have, like you get the spinning circle of death, right?
Yeah.
And then you open the task manager and you're like, holy crap, I had no idea that I had this amount of crap running in the background on my phone. Have you ever looked on your iPhone and seen like how many things?
I've looked at your iPhone and your computer and seen all of the open tabs on Windows. I'm like, how do you have
that much going? Yeah. I know, it's unbelievable. Fun fact, I just found out yesterday the max amount of tabs that my iPhone, 500. Hit it like a champion.
So imagine you have all those running. If they don't get cleared out, sometimes all you need to do is shut down the apps, restart the phone, restart the computer, and all of a sudden it goes back. It goes through a system reboot. And that's what they said getting adjusted was like. It was like a system reboot that cleared out all of these stressors that were happening from accumulation of posture and small traumas and all this, that it's literally a reboot to our nervous system. So that's the chiropractic approach. Now let's spend a second here on the fitness side of this.
Yeah.
Right. This is where you come in, because you ran a gym for 9 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. So listen, research shows that consistent exercise can invigorate you in many ways, but here's a couple of them, right? That you improve your muscle strength and your endurance. You're delivering oxygen and nutrients to your heart, lungs, and other organs so that, and listen, it's not just because your other organs love oxygen. I mean, they do, but it's so that they can work more efficiently.
Yeah, no, I think that's a huge point, is why do we exercise?
Right.
We want to look good. Sure. Whatever. We want to be healthy. Sure. But what does health mean? When you exercise, you're driving or shuttling oxygen into your cells, right?
Absolutely.
Healthy cells need oxygen. Healthy cells need to be hydrated. And so one of the things that we're doing is we're literally forcing oxygen, or forcing ourselves to uptake oxygen. That's huge.
Yep. And you actually digest and absorb nutrients better from food when you're exercising, and you're supporting the production of mitochondria. And those are those little tiny energy plants, right? So I remember there's supplements out there on the market right now. You can go find mitochondrial ATP supplements right now, where you can buy and you can ingest those. And the idea is that it's shooting mitochondria in you. Do you know how else you can do that? You can go work out, and your body creates it, because your body is amazing.
Yep.
And if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, we could practically rename the podcast, Your Body is Amazing, because it is. Yep. And it's always conspiring on your behalf, and it's always creating, and it's always doing, and it's always improving. And one of the things is with exercise and with this creation of the mitochondrial and the ATP and the energy that you're doing. Exercise creates ATP, period.
And so you actually are designed to be an energy generator, not just an energy user.
Mm-hmm.
In certain types of exercise, especially when you get into aerobic activity and you're in a certain state, this is why we recommend high intensity interval training, because it has like the absolute best return on your investment. You can work out for 15 to 20 minutes and you respirate at this cardiorespiratory heart rate.
Right.
But you get all the benefits of this ATP generation.
Right.
And you're really burning oxygen for hours after. But what happens is you're pumping this whole, in science, it's the citric acid cycle. It's part of the electron transport system, and this whole process called glycolysis. That actually, for every 2 ATP you use, ATP are just units of energy, you generate up to 38, and you have a residual 32 that are left over in this process. So you use 2, you generate up to 38.
Amazing.
And you use another 6 of those during the process that you didn't even start with.
Right. Right.
And you're left over with 32. And this is why after you exercise, how does somebody feel after they exercise every time?
Great.
Yeah. They walk away and they feel like they have energy. And they do. You have energy. I remember like I would go do CrossFit and you're like, oh my God, you feel destroyed. You're laying on the floor. You can't get up. And then an hour later, you're like, feel like you're superhuman.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you just wasted all of that stored glycogen. You converted it into this ATP.
Yep.
But you don't get the benefits of that ATP now. What your body is saying is, this person's crazy. They're doing this hard thing.
Right.
I don't know when it's going to stop. Let's start cranking out some serious energy.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Then the workout's over.
Yeah.
Because you burn through all your fuel so quickly, but then it's generating all that energy. So now you feel supercharged walking away from this.
And
this
absolutely. Like an hour later, I'm like, babe, I hate to tell, or maybe I'm glad to tell you, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Or wait, is Batman, or maybe I'm Thor. I don't know. Whoever's got, maybe I'm the Hulk. I don't know. When he gets real big and beefy, you know, like you just feel superhuman after it because you have that. And here's the thing. If you're listening and you hear a statement like, I feel superhuman, or you hear my body is amazing, and you're thinking my body isn't amazing, or my body can't do that, we got an issue there. Cause it's not with that attitude. Right? We really have to dive into the mindset and how, what you're thinking about and how you're thinking about your body,
yeah.
Because your body needs your mind to get behind it. Like your body needs your mind to believe that it can do the things that it absolutely can do,
absolutely.
But you got to get there mentally.
Yeah. No, it's good. I think it all does start with mindset, and that's where we got to start there and then get adjusted, remove the interference. Now we're, you know, the fitness side is like how you work out matters. Are
absolutely.
You at a snail's pace on a treadmill? Listen, some movement is better than no movement.
Right.
Studies show that they reviewed 70 studies on exercise and fatigue. Okay. 90% of those studies showed that people who consistently exercise had less fatigue compared to those who didn't exercise. So exercise in general is good. However, 10% of those studies, that says 90% of those studies show that. So what was with the other 10? Well, sometimes there's some forms of exercise that are bare minimum.
Right.
You know, walking the dog. For some people, that might be challenging because they just haven't been moving. But
right.
If you do
right.
that enough, 3 months from now, walking the dog should not be an exercise anymore.
Right.
Right. Right? So like getting on the treadmill, if you're the person that for the last 10 years has gotten on the treadmill and just, you know, cranked out a 30-minute run or jog, you know, every day.
Right.
Well, the reality is your body's already become adapted to that. In
yep.
fact, it became adapted to it 9 years ago.
Right.
And you've been just kind of wasting time since. Now you're still breathing some more oxygen, doing whatever, but the goal is that we're always challenging ourselves. One of
right.
the best ways to challenge yourself, and this is what we do, is high-intensity interval training.
Right.
That if you train and do a lot of movement in a short period of time, and you do it in intervals, the research shows that it constantly is just driving your body in the right direction hormonally. It's driving oxygen into your cells. And when you're doing intervals, the way you make it more intense, like, look, if you're a marathon runner or if you're a runner, period, at first running 3 miles is challenging.
Right.
So then what do? You run 5 miles. And then what do? You run 10 miles. And then what do when you become adapted? Now you got to run 20 miles. And there are people that are out there that are running 50 and 100 mile races. That's not the smartest way to get your fitness in.
Right.
Number one, it takes so much time.
Yes.
Go out yeah. and run 13 miles. It takes a long time.
It would take me days.
And the worst part is you actually fall in love
kidding.
With it.
Yes, you do.
Like people fall in you love do. With it, but it's not healthy long term.
Right.
So then the second way you do it is you go run faster.
Right.
So maybe you keep running your 3 miles, but you keep running it faster. Well, you can only get so fast.
Yes.
You're not going to be running 50 miles an hour. Like it just doesn't happen.
Right, right.
So then there's this idea of interval training and that you can make your workouts harder by constantly changing the type, the time, and the tempo of your workouts so that it's always new. Because your workout doesn't have to be harder. It has to be new.
Yes.
Your body has to be challenged in a new way.
The idea of constantly varied working out.
Yeah, that's yep. what CrossFit was founded on, is the idea of constantly varied movements, and that you're constantly varying not just the type of movement, but you're varying how long you're doing it or how short you're doing it. Because sometimes short workouts can be more intense if you're doing them the right way. Fran and CrossFit was the epitome of that. You know, people
absolutely.
Getting their Fran time down to 3 minutes and they can't move for 20 minutes. And that concept might sound strange to you, but this is interval training at its best. But the other thing is the intervals. You know, you can do intervals in a way that it's like equal intervals, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute of rest, 1 minute work. You can do intervals that are 30 seconds of work, but only 10 seconds of rest.
Yes.
So every time you're going into the next round, more fatigued.
Right. 100%.
There's a lot of ways of doing this.
There's a lot of ways of doing it. And listen, here's where, and I found this in towards the end of owning our CrossFit gym. One of the things that we were coming up against was this idea that we were no longer sort of programming to the heart of what CrossFit originally was. And we were programming to a 60-minute class. And that's really where we saw the degradation of what the original intent behind it was. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is a program that I love, and it's called Max T3.
Yeah.
It's simple. It is easy. It is straightforward. It is 12 minutes long. You can go online. You can go to maxt3.com. You can log in.
It's only 12 minutes if you don't do the bonus round.
Yes,
it's
right.
12 and you can to do 15 bonus, minutes long.
Right, 12 to 15 minutes long. And listen, or it could be 24 minutes if you did two of them. You can do it any way you'd like. You can take it anywhere. There's not, I am telling you, this is a system that no matter what, bar none, every single day, you can spend 12 minutes getting a little bit sweaty.
And in the notes of this episode, you'll find not only a link to an article about energy, but you'll also find a link to Max T3. And so if you've never done Max T3, it's a high intensity interval training program that has those three variables we talked about. And there's three people on the screen. So you can follow along the person who most suits your abilities. And it's actually really cool because our patients, we have people doing this anywhere from the ages of in their 60s and 70s, all the way down to young kids that are doing it for athletics. It's a great training program. Now it's, you know, nutrition wise, and we're not going to go deep dive into this, but there are some things that you got to be taking into consideration for energy.
Yeah, some things that are stealing energy away from you, right? Is that where you're, I feel like I know exactly where you're heading.
So number one, like you have to have a nutrition plan that supports energy. So we have two plans in Max Living. One's called the Advanced Plan. The other's called the Core Plan. And they're both designed around giving you fuel for life.
Yep.
Right? And fuel for health.
Yes.
So if you follow the core of the Advanced Plan, you'll realize the fats and the type of protein and the type of carbohydrates you're eating. It's all about the quality and not just quantity.
Yep.
And so quality matters. So picking the nutrition plan, either core or advanced, that best suits your needs for fueling you for success when it comes to your energy. And then there are these things we talked about that destroy and rob and steal energy from us.
Right.
So one of them, a very simple one, isn't even a food. It's chronic stress.
Yes.
The people that reported in some of their jobs, you know, they're working 50, 60, even 70 hour weeks. And then there's other things that are robbing, you know, and stealing energy from them because they're so stressed out all the time.
Right. And think about that stress. If you live and work in a stressful environment, think about compounding that stress with also having subluxation on your spine that is causing stress for you. So now you're having double stress, right?
Well, and then triple because you're spending so much time, you know, maybe at work, you're working a 60 or 70 hour work week. And I see this at Kroger all the time. I see people in, what do you call the clothes that doctors wear?
Oh, I like
scrubs.
I like this game. I like this. They're blue. Charades. Sometimes they have other colors.
They're wearing scrubs. Yep. So you know they're in the medical profession. They're in Kroger at the checkout line. And I look down and they have two candy bars and an energy drink.
Oh, Lord have
or
mercy.
Or a Diet Mountain Dew and a bag of chips. And this is the medical profession's lunch or dinner.
No, I'm
not joking. You guys have seen this. Go to the grocery store, find the person in scrubs buying food and look at what they're buying. Like they're on their way to work for the night shift and look what they're buying. And I promise you, you're going to see energy drinks. You're going to see caffeinated beverages. You're going to see pop. You're going to see chips. You're going to see candy bars. Because they're looking for that quick boost of energy. Got to eat it quick. And they're working these long schedules. So sugary processed diets rob you of energy.
Awful.
And they destroy your health at the same time. They spike your insulin levels. Your insulin levels crash. You feel exhausted and fatigued. And then in order to get them back up, they eat a little bit more of that sugar and it does the same thing. And each time that crash gets worse and worse. This is actually a way long term to put yourself into severe adrenal fatigue.
Absolutely. And the worst thing is that it leaves you completely nutrient deficient. You are completely devoid of any nutrients you need, and your body is still hungry. Your body is hungry because it's asking you for something that it needs, right? It needs the zinc, the magnesium, the minerals, the whatever it needs. It needs those things.
Your body
things.
Realizes, I need some vitamin C, I need some vitamin E, I need some zinc, I need whatever. And then it's like, I'm hungry.
Yes, exactly. It's like, then, hello, knock, knock, knock. I'm still here.
And then you give it a candy bar. It's like, but I still need those vitamins and minerals.
Right, right. And so your body is just continuing to ask you for what it needs. And when you fill it up with those types of non-food, I don't even call them food, non-food items.
This is why you're hungry 10 minutes after eating Chinese food.
100% is because you're still void of nutrients and your body is begging you for those nutrients. So get them the nutrients. Your body also needs water. Your body is made up of 75% water. So even when you're slightly dehydrated, we're increasing those fatigue levels. And it can lead to other things like headaches. And listen, once you have a headache, you just want to lie down.
That's like, you have your coffee and your water right on the table. Or your, not coffee, you have a protein shake. And
yeah.
And your water right at the table.
Right. I'm 38. I haven't had a coffee yet in my life. This would have been my first one. Today, I'm going to start.
There are 70 trillion cells in your body. 70 trillion.
Yep.
And they all have water content in them.
Yep.
That they're, you got to keep those 70 trillion cells well hydrated because they require minerals and water in order to signal each other and talk.
Absolutely.
And really all of the things in your body, your metabolism, your hormones, all this, it's just cells talking to each other.
Yep.
It's communication. And so your water content and mineral content are really, 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 really important. So stay hydrated and add minerals to your water. What also robs us? Poor sleep. Oof. Bad sleep habits. And this is like, this is funny because as an adult, I've dealt with this over the years.
Right. I get it. And listen, sometimes you're like, listen, I can't sleep. And let's see if the bright light on my phone containing all of the information in the entire world held inches away from my face for the next 15 minutes can manage to lull me into a peaceful slumber. One of my favorite memes. I mean, I just love it because it's true.
That's going to show up on the world famous Ashley Berlin Instagram reel.
It's true. 100% accurate. I mean, it's just not going to do it for you. So listen, keep the phones away. Give yourself a
shut
space.
Shut off electronics one hour before bed minimum. And get to bed at a respectable hour.
Yes.
Your best sleep should be coming. You should be in a deep state of sleep between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So you want to be asleep as much of that as possible.
Absolutely.
Lastly, caffeine and alcohol. Don't get trapped in that cycle of I need alcohol to, you know, help me sleep and then I need caffeine to help wake me up. Again, I don't think either one is inherently bad. You know, I know some religious, you know, people might disagree with that or whatever. And whatever, you know, whatever your faith is, I don't mean to offend. I don't think either one's inherently bad per se on a bio, you know, chemical level.
Right.
But I do think that overconsumption and using them, how you're using them matters more.
Right.
And that, and you know, all things in moderation, right? Like if you're doing something in moderation, you're having a little bit of coffee over here, you're having a glass of wine over there. But if you're using them literally to fuel your day, you know, you're using the alcohol to shut you down at night. And I think there's so many people that have, they get stuck in this.
Right.
And what's funny is when people get healthy and when they start working out, when they start feeling better, one of the first things I'll ask is, what did you do? Like, oh, I started, you know, exercising and then I started eating a little bit better. Well, and I've been drinking less alcohol and blah, 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 and I have more energy. And it's like, it just one step tends to lead to the other. So start with one today.
Right.
And I would challenge you with that one is change your mind by getting out there and just doing something active today.
Right.
Motion creates emotion.
Right, right.
Start with the workout. You won't like it at first.
Right.
But your brain will change in time. So just commit and get out there and do it today.
So good. So good. So much energy walking into this winter. You're going to feel powerful. You're going to be empowered. You're going to have a fantastic fall and winter. And we are going to see you next time on the next episode of the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media @MaxLivingOfficial on Instagram and @MaxLiving on Facebook.